Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Deepwater 2015 in North Carolina with Sinus going, you're doing gain of function, with stuff that came out with the former head of Pfizer came out on Fox and said, listen, he made stuff far worse than that, which is the doomsday stuff that's much worse. And so to know he would tell Senator Paul and others, no, we never did any gain of function, when he held gain of function conferences and called for it, when in the emails dozens of times, about 900 pages of it, he says, I want gain of function, merge these five viruses, and then make sure it can jump into humans. I mean, it's literally the smoking gun of him admitting it and then saying, it's preposterous. You don't know the science. I've never been involved in gain of function. When he's saying merge viruses artificially, give them an HIV spike protein, and then make sure it jumps in humans. I mean, what? This guy's a villain. Look, we know why he's lying to us. I think he's like, I mean, we see these crazy doctors and Joseph Mengele types throughout history. There's a small percentage of psychos that want to become medical workers, we know, so they can carry out the stuff. And I'll just say, I know you're not going to speculate, doctor, but all the evidence points towards he's a bad actor. He's a psychotic.
You know, I can't argue with you. I would say that he's made some decisions that have been devastating to our people in the United States and around the world. Now we know that it was a bad idea to close schools a year ago because children could have been that buffer to the pandemic. You know, they would have contributed to herd immunity because we had just as many children die last year in 2020 from COVID as have died from school bus related accidents. And so
explain to people herd immunity that don't understand it. Because, you know, I've seen another thing the Democrats and Fauci say is, oh, that doesn't exist. That's like saying the sky doesn't exist. Explain it to them.
So when you have enough people in the community that have been exposed to a virus like the H1N1 pandemic that we had in 2009, that was a deadly respiratory virus that was highly contagious, killing tens of thousands of Americans. But when you have enough of the population that's been exposed to that virus and has recovered and has immunity that is lasting, when that virus comes to them, they will not carry that virus. They will not spread that virus. That virus cannot make them sick again because of their natural immune system functioning. And so that's what causes herd immunity. And so we made it through a deadly pandemic in 2009 without one vaccine, without one mandated shot, without the risk of tens of thousands of people having complications from a vaccine, without using an experimental gene therapy. And so how do we do that? Well, that was natural herd immunity. H1N1 pandemic, a deadly virus pandemic in the United States, and it was over quickly. And we did not close schools. We did not say that everyone has to wear a mask. We did not have lockdowns. We did not do all of the amazing things that they've come up with in the last year. And how did it work this year compared to 2009? So herd immunity is when you have enough of the population that has recovered and they are protected and they can't spread the virus. And so that is a real way out of the pandemic. We treat people that are sick with effective, proven, inexpensive strategies, and we educate the people with facts instead of propaganda, and we drop failed strategies. And if it didn't work the first time, well, who would say do it again? But that's what we're hearing. And then you need to deal with the problem that you brought up earlier. Senator Tom Cotton has been saying that this looks like it could be a bioweapon. That's germ warfare. That's what I've heard him basically saying for approximately a year. And he gets to hear intelligence that I don't get to hear. And then you have Senator Rand Paul showing evidence of gain-of-function testing and research to make a deadly virus in the Wuhan lab. And so I'm saying there's a lot of evidence here that we are dealing with germ warfare. There are people that are saying that. So I can tell you that this COVID that we're dealing with is a disease that we've never seen before.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN globalist directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as of the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
For 30 years, and we have never had a disease like this.
Well, sir, you read the letters from Fauci. I'm sure you've seen them. I've been showing them on air every day. It's him ordering them to combine all these, this bat and this animal and this animal, and then add a protein to it and make sure it can jump into humans. I mean, it says it right there. I mean, wow. Well, and then to claim evolutionary, all these things just did this. It's like saying a fine Swiss watch was just sand in the desert of, you know, the Sahara made it. I mean, we have them, so yeah, absolutely.
Well, I would say in general, the American people are not that gullible, that there is still common sense in the United States, and that the public is not as stupid as Fauci may think we are. And actually, we can say, wow, all the evidence sure looks like this is a different kind of disease than we've ever had before. And sure is suspicious that their only strategy that they'll offer is just a vaccine. And it sure is interesting that they're suppressing the reality that there are effective early outpatient treatment strategies from reputable sources that are verified by
reputable
sources.
It's almost like the Democrats of the deep state who are in with the Chinese.
It's interesting that the virus did come from China. The government of China was involved in it with the Wuhan lab, and that does look like that's the situation to me. I'm convinced of that personally. That's my opinion. And then you look at the solutions seem to be coming out of China. The masks are made in China. The PPEs are made in China. There seems to be the problem and the solution seems to be coming from the same source. I don't think that China in itself is the whole problem. But this is the United States of America, where people should have patient rights. It's starting to look a lot more like a socialist state to me, where they're talking about possibly the latest thing I've heard is we're with the monoclonal antibody infusion center. And what I heard yesterday was that the federal government might be taking over the distribution of Regeneron. I hope not. And that they might actually start decreasing or rationing the Regeneron. I hope not. But rationing of healthcare is what you see in socialist countries, and it doesn't work very well. It's a disaster. Rationing of anything should not be a strategy.
Well, if you've got a solution to a problem that keeps them in power, they're not going to want that out there. And all I can say is, what a blessing. Regeneron, I mean, I'm all for these companies who develop miracle stuff like this. I believe in medicine if it's applied properly and tested and all the rest of it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been around since 1988, the company. And they started with these, you know, two really smart scientists who went back to 1900 at the idea of creating a compound for each disease that would target the actual cause, silver bullets, what they called it. And then they've gone out and gotten a bunch of stuff patented. For all sorts of things, and for their size per capita, they're the most profitable company out there, which is good, and they don't have liability protection like the vaccine makers, which I don't think they should have, and then the things we see really work and are great. So I want those type of things. My God, if I'm sick, I want, there's some deadly thing out there, I want it. But unfortunately, these vaccines, I mean, look at Israel, sir. And I know I want you to have the floor for 30 minutes we have left. I know you're really busy here this evening. And you're giving us your time. But what do you make of all the graphs out of Israel, out of the UN, everywhere? India, the same numbers. Sweden, the same numbers. They're not vaccinating. They're doing all this other stuff. Almost nobody dying or sick. Israel, most vaccinated, the most sick. And it's repeated all over the place. The more vaccinated, the more sick. What do you make of these graphs, Dr. Bartlett?
Well, let's just use common sense like you always do, Alex. You know, if you have more people vaccinated, you should start seeing less of the disease if it works. And so in Israel, 85% vaccination rate, they're having the same problem, the same surge. And they're also starting to admit that the vaccine's effectiveness is waning. I think I heard a month ago that it was only 39% effective, according to Israel. I think you're going to see that drop to zero eventually because of the variants that are coming out. But you look at what's happening in Israel, and what I saw when I looked at it, my understanding is 4 out of 5 people in the hospital in Israel have been vaccinated now. And so is that evidence that the vaccine is working? Or look where we are, where I'd say we're about 41% vaccinated in West Texas. And I'd say about 41% of the people that come in the center that are sick, needing the infusion, have been vaccinated. I'd say it almost looks like maybe it's not a winning strategy. But independent of that, I also work in the emergency room as an emergency room doctor. And so I have seen people who have come in injured from the vaccine. And so they've come in, they got the vaccine at a pharmacy. They immediately had a reaction where they felt like they were going to pass out, go home, and they come into my emergency room with the worst headache they've ever had. They can't feel anything on the left side of their body. They can't move their left arm. And they only received the vaccine because the in-laws wouldn't visit if they didn't get the vaccine because of the propaganda.
Does the left arm, because I've heard people that have taken it say that, does that mean cardiac? Because I guess when you have a heart attack, the left arm seizes up, or what does that mean?
I'm talking about stroke symptoms.
Yeah.
Stroke symptoms where they can't feel, they have sensory deficit and motor deficit on the same side. Or
is that the lipid, getting the stuff across the blood-brain barrier, as they admit happens?
So there's a lot of things that are going on that are not. I'm going to mention a few other things that I'm seeing. I saw a lady who, after the vaccine, several hours later, she's my patient in the emergency room. Her legs won't work when she tries to stand up. She has transverse myelitis. I saw a gentleman who's a hard worker, works as a landscaper, and he received the first shot, the first COVID shot. And he comes in to see me 2 weeks after that shot, and he's had 2 weeks of shortness of breath. And we have to wait until we you put him on supplemental oxygen and he can catch his breath before he can tell us that he had gotten the shot and immediately fell short of breath. And we resuscitate him enough that he can go home. But I see him 5 months later in the emergency room, and he's a pulmonary cripple now. I've seen the college students that come in who are 18 years old and healthy with no health problems, and they come into as my patient in the emergency room, and they have 4 days where they can't think clearly. They feel like they're going to pass out. They're weak. They're lightheaded. And what happened 4 days ago? They received their COVID shot. And so these things I have seen. I have been the attending emergency room doctor for these specific complications. I've managed these myself. The vaccine has risk, and the fact that we're not giving informed consent and we're not telling patients in the messaging that's coming out on TV and radio when they say roll up your sleeve, what kind of informed consent is that? They should be saying here's the risk and here's the benefit. I've seen evidence of the risk. I've seen people harmed from the vaccine, and I've presented this testimony to the Texas Senate earlier this year. And there are other doctors who have done the same. But where's the benefit? If you look at Israel, and they're having 4 out of 5 people in the hospital during this surge of new cases have been vaccinated, well, I don't see the benefit. Or if I see that a lot of the people that are coming in the infusion center have been vaccinated, they didn't benefit from the shot. So I don't see a lot of benefit. I have seen the real risk. And at the same time, a year ago, I said, why are we even talking about vaccines? Because we have effective early outpatient therapies. We have a winning strategy. We have a way out of this pandemic. We still have a way out of this pandemic, but we need to deal with where did these come from, and are any other viruses going to come from a similar source, Alex? So think about that. Where did SARS-2 come from? Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Rand Paul, they've given us a lot of evidence to the whole world, to their credit. Those two men have dealt with, they have proven, they have presented evidence, and they have talked science. And these are men who have talked about solid, credible information, and they have presented it to the world. So I'm saying Delta variant, Lambda variant, Mu variant, are these really mutations?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are these really mutations? Because back in March of 2020, 3 months into this pandemic, Iceland studied the genome of every SARS virus out of their COVID patients in Iceland, and they had found 243 mutations 3 months into this pandemic. Now we have no doubt thousands, probably tens of thousands of mutations. So is Delta variant just a mutation, or where did SARS-2 come from, and where are these new things coming from? And so that is really...
And let's just go there. Clearly, that's how you do a bioweapon rollout. And we had a very chilling statement a few days ago when Biden made his big declaration of medical tyranny and federal authoritarianism, and even mainline lawyers are saying it's the most dictatorial thing since Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln actually had a war going on inside the country, whatever side people choose there. I think the whole thing was a disaster. But this is Biden talking about, a new pandemic's coming. Don't you worry. Here it is.
The key parts of my pandemic preparedness plan so that America isn't caught flat-footed with a new pandemic comes again, as it will.
Yeah, you know, as it will, and Fauci saying, "Oh, don't worry, Trump's going to get hit by a big pandemic very soon. It will happen." So, go where you're going now in more detail of what you're really saying here about how the Democrats are simpatico with the Chi-Coms, this AIDS, their takeover all over the world. We see governments declaring new world order, saying we're going to lock you in your house forever. You can't leave unless you take the shots. The shots don't work. More shots, the studies show, lower your immunity. Doc, you're a smart guy, and you're all about the science, and I know you're only saying things that are documented or leading people to do their own research. But this is a citizen, as a patriot. What do you really think is going on here? Because obviously this is a corporate takeover. Obviously they're suppressing treatments that really help people. I mean, this is really bad stuff. What do you really think is happening?
Alex, after 9/11, as an emergency room doctor, I was trained in how to take care of people in the emergency room if there was a nuclear war, if there was chemical warfare, if there was bioweapons used. And so that was continuing education that I received after 9/11. And we know that germ warfare, bioweapons, have been used in recent times. And when? Well, I think you and I know, teenagers may not be aware of anthrax, when that was mailed to people in Congress. That's a bioweapon. There's been sarin used. There have been other bioweapons used. But bioweapons created and discussed so publicly, like at the Wuhan lab, I think this is amazing that the obvious isn't being stated. That we are having, let's look at another clue. Why is Fauci not calling this the Delta mutant, the mutation? Because that would be really hard for doctors to swallow and really hard for scientists to swallow, because there's been so many mutations already of this virus. To call it a variant, where did that SARS-2 variant come from? I think that Tom Cotton is correct. I think that Rand Paul is correct, and that they're both very brave to inform the world from the Senate floor of evidence that they have. And so I think we do need, this is where governments and military are involved, where We have, I think there's strong evidence that this is a bioweapon. And fortunately, again, the good news is we're not helpless or hopeless at this point. We do have effective treatment strategies, and they've been employed around the world. The
and I want to talk about this, doctor, but just to stop it, because you're really a smart guy on this. I want to pick your brain. Clearly, they developed a bunch of variants. Again, even the former head of Pfizer was on Fox News. I meant to play the clip on Friday. I did. Maybe after you're gone, we'll play it, because I don't want to take up your time with that. But, again, the former head of Pfizer said, look, Fauci made far worse things at labs at Wuhan. So it looks like there's part of the American establishment that's not suicidal and wants this to stop, because that's what a lot of smart people I've talked to in former U.S. intelligence, high level, highest level. I know you've talked to some people that headed up U.S. intelligence agencies. We'll leave it at that. That know that's what this is. And, but we have to go to war with China if they did that. And we know part of our establishment was in bed doing this as well. But I think finally people that are patriots get China's going to win this war, and the globalists are going to win it with them, and we don't start stopping these people. So you're right. I see Rand Paul saying arrest Fauci. I see Cotton saying it. I see others saying it. And so I think we're moving in the right direction. But Americans better be praying, and they better understand how much danger we're all in, and we need to all have courage to tell the truth, because we're at a crossroads right now. That's what I think you're saying, doctor.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I couldn't have said it better. People need to pray. This is still one nation under God. This is an exceptional nation, and it is the best country in the world. I've led medical missions around the world to many countries, helping people in desperate situations. Now we're in a desperate situation around the world, including in our own homeland. And so, yes, it needs to start with prayer. I think everyone needs to, first of all, be informed. They cannot be passive. They cannot be absorbing whatever comes through the mainstream media. I think at this point it's been proven to be in many times totally erroneous. You alluded to it earlier that there was a government that set a doctor as their number one spokesman for healthcare, and whatever he said went, and nobody questioned it or they'd be punished. And his name was Joseph Mengele. And so has that happened before? It has happened before. People need to be careful what they listen to, because if you keep listening to the same thing over and over, you might start believing it. So you need, if someone has been proven to be a source of wrong information, then erroneous information over and over again, you need to, if you hear his voice, turn it off. Don't listen to that. And look, seek out real information, and where you are, do what you can with what you got. I say roll up your sleeves to help your fellow American. Roll up your sleeves to help your fellow American, and let's go with a winning strategy of early effective outpatient treatment. But even when someone's in the hospital, it's not hopeless, Alex. We're hearing reports of people who have been in the ICU who have been given budesonide nebulizer treatments, and they've been rescued off of ventilators, out of the ICU, and brought home. And so I have reports of that from California to Florida to Georgia to Texas to Indiana. And so the truth is spreading. We do have effective treatments, effective therapies, and these should not be ignored. They've been suppressed. I've been censored on every level.
Well, that was my next question. We need listeners to know, and I mean, have it really sink in. It's not just background noise. Please share the links. Please share this video. I don't care about money or being famous or any of that. Okay, I got into this to fight gun control and open borders and globalism 28 years ago. You know, the doctor got into it because he's fulfilled helping people, because we got our heads screwed on, you know, partially straight. We're all sinners. None of us are perfect. But these evil people have no guidance. They just do whatever they want. It's all about their own personal power. I need listeners to know, watching this on Saturday when it streams out, when it's archived at man.video, this is life and death. And
we're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You don't know, like ripples in a pond when you throw a pebble in, who you're going to affect. Share his websites like Lives Depend on It, because it does, because Big Pharma and Big Tech are trying to suppress it. Udesidineworks.com, SynergyHealthDPC.com, because when doctors finally listen and do it and they see the 180s that happened with people, they're having a come to Jesus moment. And I wanted to ask you this, doctor. My dad's a retired oral surgeon and dentist, and he knew some stuff because he owned part of a hospital in medical management when I was growing up in Dallas. And I remember he just said, listen, most hospitals are great people. And most people are good because there's a small percentage of doctors that are crazy and nurses that are crazy. I said, why? And he said, well, you know, I was one of those whiz kids, top of my class when I was 15. I was in the Plan 2 UT program. You know, when you go to college when you're in high school, and from East Texas, they sent him to MD Anderson for the summer in the cancer research wards doing experimental stuff. He saw that. He said, most doctors were really nice, but some of them, you know, a few of them were crazy and like killing people. And he would describe them shooting people up with like plutonium and stuff. And then he said, I knew a few doctors that were crazy at some Dallas hospitals. And if somebody came in, they still had good brain waves. They'd go ahead and just not give them treatment. They were making money on the organs. And I thought, my dad's full of it when I'm 16, you know, and he's telling me this. Then years later on 60 Minutes, it happened in Dallas. It came out they were basically letting people die. You think, gosh, how could they do that? Well, my dad would never lie to me. He was a great guy still, great guy. But I thought that was crazy. But later I'm sitting there watching 60 Minutes, and it came out about Dallas and Chicago killing people for their organs. Only a few hospitals. Austin, you know, doing some things too. And so you look at this, and you look at people like Fauci to get in the research area and go up because they're ruthless, and Big Pharma can put them in to do this type of thing. And then you hear about nurses, you know, that kill 20 babies in San Antonio because they like to kill babies. And it's just, you know, what percentage would you say of those psychos are out there? What do they gravitate to? Because I noticed at certain hospitals that had almost all the COVID deaths in all the major states, and like you'd have hundreds of times or thousands of percent at this hospital or that, but then almost none in another that saw all these patients. So what is that culture? Have you seen things like that? What do you call the Mengele effect? Because we all know about mad scientists, mad doctors. Most are really great. But then we also hear, they know, like a lot of us, when a building burns down, they find a pipe bomb. The FBI criminologist will investigate, was it somebody on the bomb squad or was it a firefighter? Because it turns out about a third of the time, most firefighters are great. Most bomb squad people are great, but sometimes they get bored and they plant a bomb themselves. So, you know, it's like most truancy officers are great people, but statistically they're the highest rate of pedophiles because that's where one wants to go to be able to do that. So they want that authority. Still, these are good professions, but you find that sliver of evil hiding, you know, as an angel there. What are your, like the military, most people want to help people. They have a warrior thing. They want to strive. They want to prove themselves. They want to fight evil. But there's that certain group that really wants to just torture people. That happens in any culture. So how do we deal with that? And how do we come to grips with doctors to be the best people, nurses to be the best people that are, or they have that dark shadow that's there as well? How do we deal with that?
I'm going to tell you some of the worst people I know, and you didn't have to prep me for this, Alex. Some of the worst people I know are doctors. And if a doctor has seen a treatment work and they suppress that and they will not offer that to other patients, I can't think of anything more evil, because people have entrusted them with their lives, with their loved ones' lives, and they are the authority figure, and that abuse of that position, I think, is unforgivable. And so I have seen that. I know that exists, that's happening now. And then I also know that the masses of doctors, nurses, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, therapists have the right spirit. They have the right heart. They got into it because they wanted to help people. But it does seem during a time of war, and I believe we're at a time of war where there's cyber warfare happening. If this is a bioweapon, we call that germ warfare. And definitely we've had embargoes and other things going on that are battling with other countries, economic wars. I think during times of war, you see heroes appear and you see villains appear. The worst, what's in them already, comes out. And so I have seen some doctors do what I have no explanation other than it's just pure evil at this point. It's not ignorance at this point. If you know something and you refuse to do the right thing when you're the one that could save a life, then that's unforgivable. And there is a normalcy bias. When I was younger, I could not imagine that this was so. But at this point, I know that it's so because I've seen it with my own eyes, Alex.
Well, absolutely. My dad also watched in the 80s. I remember him talking about it at the dinner table. Fauci famously blocked a bunch of HIV drugs that worked and then put forward bad ones. I mean, he's definitely a Mengele type, I think.
Well, I think we have many dangerous people that are called doctors right now. And there are many brilliant doctors that are selfless, that are not looking for the limelight, that are not in this for the money. They want to help other people. And I think of Ben Marble in Florida and Zelenko in New York that have both been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and rightfully so. I think of Dr. McCullough in Dallas and I'll tell you, Stella Emanuel down in Houston is a hero. And we have many doctors that are rising to the cream always rises to the top. And we have.
Well, that's what I was about to say. It's good doctors and others that are rising to battle the evil elements of Big Pharma and the system. It's really a very empowering time, even though it's very dark. Like you said, it's a war. And so we're seeing who people are. But look at Fauci's eyes. I mean, I've known a lot of people I've been around, not just his actions. I would not be around someone that looks like that. He looks like a total power-tripping lunatic. Jack Kevorkian had that same crazy look, and he would paint pictures of demons eating babies. Folks, I'm not kidding. I saw him on PBS with, like, babies coming out of women's wombs with demons eating them. Of course he wanted to kill healthy people. I mean, you can just see. He can't even hide how bad he is.
Well, I'll tell you, there. On the flip side, yeah, Alex, I can't disagree with you. On the other side, I will say that we have some of the best nurses and therapists and doctors in the world here in the United States. And so there's.
Oh, I remember when my dad, when I was growing up, my mom would get really tired, like 3 or 4 days a week, because he was a doctor at oral surgery, would answer the phone, especially when it was his patients were in a car wreck with a smashed face, go wire their jaws or whatever, and then go work 12 hours at the office. I mean, I watched my dad do that. I know that Rand Paul's dad would famously go work 3 days a week for free, basically, except for like $3 they had to pay you, you know, at the Houston Hospital. That's because I remember being a dental assistant for a few years in college and like loving to like watch him drill the tooth and fix it and clean. It felt good to help clean people's teeth and help fix broken teeth. It felt good to like, I mean, I didn't like pus coming out of teeth. I didn't like watching blood, but it just felt good we were helping him. And then so I understand that same thing of like wanting to help people. It's a human instinct. It's very rewarding. It's addicting versus these people that love to do evil. You said you do an hour. I know you got to go. It's your weekend. You work 15, 20 hours a day. I know, sir. So just 5 minutes, you've got the floor. I've been asking a lot of questions. Just recap and any other key points you'd like to add, Dr. Bartlett. And thanks for helping save my dad, because I know he looked like he was dead when I walked in there. And 24 hours later, less than 24 hours later, he was like 90% better. So thank you, sir. And so just closing 5, 6 minutes, you've got the floor.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will say, talking about your dad, I'm going to say that I had a similar upraising as you. I would tag along with my dad to the emergency room when I was in high school and college, and he was a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He did hand surgery, and so he is a real hero and a real role model for me. And so I would see him work long hours. There was many baseball games and many things that he missed, because he was helping other people. And I know where he was now that I'm an adult, and I appreciate his role model for me. But we're in the middle of a crisis like we've never had before. This is a disease we've never seen before, but we have some effective treatment strategies. There are therapies that work. Budesonide has been proven to be an effective tool against COVID early and late, because late in COVID they have ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome, and there are studies at the NIH database that confirm that using nebulized budesonide for ARDS.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And so budesonide nebulized will help with early disease. It'll also help with late disease, proven in randomized controlled trials. This is science. Also, aspirin makes sense because, as I said, they're seeing venothromboemboli, pulmonary emboli, or heart attacks or strokes as a result of the thromboxane, one of the cytokines released from the lung lining. And so if you can use a medicine that will shut down the release of thromboxane and the other cytokines, that makes sense, and that's budesonide. Also, the antibiotic I use, clarithromycin, 86% coverage of strep pneumonia, as opposed to azithromycin, a Z-Pak, that has 78% coverage of strep pneumonia, the bacteria that's encapsulated that causes bacterial pneumonia. That's why I use that antibiotic. But we also have Regeneron, monoclonal antibodies that decrease the risk of hospitalization or death from COVID by 70% with a 30-minute infusion. And so we have many tools, and they should all be employed. If someone has COVID, they should not try to tough it out at home. This is a dangerous, as far as I'm concerned, my perspective, it's a bioweapon, and that we are in germ warfare. Just like we've had cyber war, which has been talked about for several years now, and we've talked about, and it's been public knowledge that there have been enemy states that have been trying to hack our power grid and other things. We know that this is going on. Why is this such a surprise? Probably because of normalcy bias, but people need to educate themselves and prepare themselves for them to help themselves and their neighbors. Roll up your sleeves for the right reason, to do what you can where you are. Local action can affect the nation in a positive way. And so do what you can. Educate yourself. There's a lot of information, hours of information at viewdesinideworks.com, a third-party site. It's not mine. And also, there is a providers tab where you can find providers that will use effective early outpatient therapies there in many states. And also, that Synergy Health DPC is not mine. It's not owned or operated by me. It's a telemedicine service that is using my protocol and is saving lives. And so I want to equip people. I'm trying to help people any way I can. That's why we're doing this interview right now. And Alex, I appreciate your being such a gracious host. I appreciate the information that you've put out for years that has been spot on. And at times, so because you were ahead of the curve, people might have mocked you. But hey, who's mocking you now that all these things have been proven? And so thank you for the time. We're not helpless. We're not hopeless. Our hope is in God. This is one nation under God. Jesus did pay the price for us, for all our needs to be met. He does answer prayer. The strategy that I got a year ago was the result of a prayer, praying for patients when I was in the emergency room. God, what will I do if someone comes in here and they're dying of COVID and they tell me I can't breathe? And during that 48-hour shift in the emergency room, I had a moment where I could go take a cat nap in the call room, and this was an answer to prayer. During that dream when I was waking up. And so who would have thought that God would answer a prayer with something that's so practical, so relevant to our life right now, that was proven later to be validated by Oxford University as 90% effective?
So how did it happen? So budesonide just came to your mind?
No, yes, immediately I had all of this. It was like a download all at once. As I was waking up, I knew what to do. I knew why to do it. And I had no one to tell because I was the only one in the call room. And 5 days later, I had my first patients, Alex, with COVID. And it worked. And they should have died according to everything that was in the news. And we were seeing that everybody was dying if they were overweight, if they had diabetes, if they had asthma. And these patients had both, had all of that. And they lived. And then I had a patient who had two forms of lymphoma on chemotherapy, had radiation a month before. And again, the strategy worked quickly. And then I had another fellow who had stage 4 prostate cancer, and he's on chemo, and he beat COVID with this protocol, but 8 months later succumbed to the cancer. And so I have seen overwhelming evidence that we have effective, outpatient, inexpensive strategies that will help save lives. And I want everyone to have access to that. And that's why I have dropped everything for the last 3 weeks to totally be immersed with COVID patients in a Regeneron monoclonal antibody infusion center in West Texas, where I am on purpose going into a building for 11-hour days to solely be around people who are infectious with COVID so I can help save their life. And there are other heroes that are on the team with me, and I'm honored to work with them. And I appreciate Governor DeSantis mentioning this issue in the first place. Thank you, Governor DeSantis. I'd love to meet you someday. Thank you, Rand Paul. I'd love to meet you someday and shake your hand. We have some real heroes that have pushed this strategy.
And Governor Abbott's gotten a lot better than where he was a year ago.
And I got to say kudos to Governor Abbott for pushing this forward with the Texas Division of Emergency Management. So this is kudos to Governor Abbott. He's doing the right thing right now, and I appreciate what you're doing, Governor.
And let me just get this in before we go, because you are a hero. I know you don't want that. It's your instinct. It's your spirit. You're doing it. I've seen this, you know, my dad and other great physicians, and that's what great doctors are. So people really respect doctors, and evil corporations and sinister political groups try to steal your identity and then say they're the doctor with Fauci up there. But I know that I gave your number out, and hundreds of people called you, and then you put them in contact with people and stuff. And I know that they gave it out until it became an insane thing. I knew that with everybody else. I know you were working. I mean, I would, like, call you at midnight, and you'd call back. So we really appreciate you, and we love what you've done. And I know my dad looked like he was dead. He was down to, like, 83% oxygen. We got the thing. Got him, got the doctors you recommended, got it all to him within 5-6 hours. The next morning, come over there, he's putting together stuff that had come to the house. Again, those deck chairs. Just amazing, and I saw that, and I've seen what's happened, and it's just an amazing thing. So thank you so much for spending time with us. You never put out a website. You're just recommending people that are helping folks. How do people, because, you know, these interviews are important as well, how do people get in touch with you via email? Because I know a lot of folks will watch this. If other talk shows or other stuff will get you on, because I know that's another way to warn people. I don't give you more work to do, but how do people get in touch with you? Do you have a website, or are you going to write a book or something?
I've written a couple of books about what I've seen in other countries on medical mission trips, but I'm a messenger, and Alex, let them contact you. I trust you, and you got my number, and if they're following you, then let them contact you, because you've been bringing useful information for decades now, and I have great respect for you.
Well, we appreciate you, Doctor. Thanks for saving my dad and so many others. Dr. Richard Bartlett, he recommends MedicinineWorks.com and SynergyHealthDPC.com for folks. And I'm not going to tell people what to do. I'm not a doctor, but I think it's important if this place gives it out or if they can. I mean, is it okay to pre-stockpile these? These aren't like controlled things at a high level, are they? Or do you wait till you get the first symptoms? Or, I mean, I know they'll get at you for this, but is there 30 seconds or a minute on this? Is there anything we should do preemptively? What, vitamin D, zinc, C? Just 60 seconds on that, Doc. What would you do preemptively to try to dodge a bullet on this?
So there are several things that I think are winning strategies, and we have some of that print at budesonideworks.com. It talks about prevention. We talk about science. A university over in the UK showed that mouthwash for 30 seconds kills the virus that's trying to multiply. The virus comes in through the nose and throat and eyes. We've known that from the beginning. And so it's trying to multiply in the upper respiratory tract, from the throat to the mouth to the nose, the nasal pharynx, for the first 3 to 5 days. So if you use mouthwash, that's a good strategy. I want to mention one more tool that we didn't talk about. There is a company that has a website called H2Bev.com, H2BEV, short for beverage.com. They have a product called HydroShot, which has evidence that it will increase nitric oxide in your bloodstream for 10 hours. And what that does is it will help with oxygenation. It helps remove the brain fog. It helps with energy. And this is a game changer as well for helping people recover from COVID, people that might have long hauler syndrome after they've recovered. This is a very safe and effective tool that I have found. It's over the counter. You can only order it from H2Bev.com. They have another product called Silver Bullet that has zinc and EGCGs from green tea. And it's hydrogen-infused drink, and that's a preventive measure. We've talked about quercetin with zinc. We've talked about hydroxychloroquine with zinc. Well, this is EGCGs, totally safe to drink EGCGs from green tea, and that is a ionophore that will also get zinc into cells. I got to give credit to Dr. Zelenko for making me aware of all of those.
He's a great guy. He was on Friday. All right. Dr. Richard Bartlett, get some well-deserved rest here on this weekend evening. Thank you so much. And again, God bless you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.